Hey, is anyone there? Well, I'll just leave a message. So, it's been a while.
Is this how our story will end? With the fallen child leaving friends? What will happen now to us all? Will another angel ever fall? We must prevail. Even trapped beneath the veil. And someday soon, escape this tomb.
Returned and is now ruling over the underground. She's instated a new policy. All the humans who fall here will be treated not as enemies, but as friends. It's probably for the best anyway. The human souls the king gathered seem to have disappeared. So, that plan ain't happening anytime soon.
Once again our time will bind. Our hopes and dreams restore our peace.
But even though people are heartbroken over the king and things are looking grim for our freedom, the queen's trying her best to not let us give up hope. So, hey, if we're not giving up down here, don't give up wherever you are, okay?
Deep down inside, we've already been resigned to this endless night.
Talking to?
Nobody.
What? Nobody? Can I talk to them too?
Here, knock yourself out.
Wait a second. I recognize this number! Attention, human! I, the Great Papyrus, am now Captain of the Royal Guard! Oh, it's everything I've ever dreamed of! Slightly different. And we're helping Dr. Alphys with her research. She's gonna find a way to get us out of here. Undyne is helping her too. Though, to be honest, her method of helping seems kind of explosion-inducing. But I think Alphys likes having her around. Uh-oh.
Hey, what are you up to, punk?
Yeah! Please don't noogie the phone.
Hey, who's in charge here?
Me!
Oh, yeah, that's right. I quit my job as leader of the Royal Guard. Actually, since we won't be fighting anymore, the Royal Guard totally disbanded. There's, only one member now.
But he's extremely good!
Yeah, he is. Come here!
Please don't noogie the skeleton!
Anyways, now I'm working as Alphys' lab assistant. We're gonna find a way out of this dump once and for all. Oh, yeah, and I'm a gym teacher at the Queen's new school. Did you know I can bench press 7 children? Awesome, right? Hey, I'm sorry about what happened with Asgore. You were just doing what you had to. It's not your fault. Darn it, I miss the big guy. Come on, Undyne, step out of it!
Once we rejoiced, found the power.
Is
you how Alphys is doing. Well, she's the same as ever. Maybe a little more reclusive than normal. Seems like something's really bothering her. But she can get through it. I'm there supporting her. That's what friends are for, right? Hey, wherever you are, I hope it's better than here. It took a lot of sacrifice for you to get there. So, wherever you are, you have to try to be happy, okay? For our sakes. Trouble was worth it. We're all with you. Everyone is. Even the Queen. Hey, wait a second. Toriel, do you wanna... She says she's busy.
But if she knew who we were talking to...
We wouldn't get the phone back for at least a few hours.
We have the mercy to spare you from her.
But call back anytime, okay? She'd love to talk. So, I was going to ask for your help with delivering this letter to Alphys, but now that you're gone beyond the barrier, I guess it's too late. Oh well, I guess it wasn't meant to happen.
Oh, whoops, this thing's almost out of batteries. So, hate to cut this short, but be seeing you. Okay, buddy?
Bye-bye for now!
See ya, punk!